Thanks so much. Good to be here.
First of all, congratulations on your Fed 100 award.
Thanks very much.
Are you going to take that to work and put it up in your office, or are you going to take it home and put it on the balcony so all your guests can admire it?
It's sitting right here on my table in my office so my colleagues and our clients and friends can admire it.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that and a job well done. Talk about this, all of this budget challenge. What impact is this having on the clients that you deal with and the way that they work with the government right about now?
Well, you know, agencies aren't only facing flat or reduced budgets, as has been the case in past years, but the incremental process that's being used now to fund agencies has really led to an unprecedented level of uncertainty. That's making it hard for agencies to manage current programs or plan for the future, and it's making it really hard for companies to work in partnership with their customers.
The idea that the Congress is going after cuts is seemingly sucking all the oxygen out of the room. Talk about the idea, though, that a couple people have broached, and that is that the whole concept of the continuing resolutions being pieced out the way they are actually winds up in some cases costing either programs or entire agencies more money than they ordinarily would have had to have spent. How is that happening?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to plan resource allocation effectively if you're not sure how much money overall you'll have. And while in some respects you could argue that if you're moving towards agile development, funding in chunks may make sense, it's hard for contractors to be able to dedicate a team of project staff without having some assurance that they won't be, you know, on the sidelines, you know, 6 weeks from now.
The clients that you have that are successfully navigating this business of dealing with the government in these uncertain times, what are they doing that's helping them to be successful at planning when it's really almost impossible to plan or prepare for scenarios, any one of which could happen at any given time?
Well, I think part of it is being really attentive to what's happening to the budget and also making sure that they're in sync with their agency's business objectives and challenges so that it's clear how what they're doing contributes to efficiency and effectiveness and help agencies do more with less.
The do more with less concept is not going to go away anytime soon, is it? I mean, this is here to stay, and at least for that part of planning, it seems to me that part at least should be fairly easy to integrate into a strategy when you're trying to figure out how to, you know, war game this for the next 6 months, year, maybe even 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely not going to go away. And I think one of the things contractors can do is really try to understand how the solutions that they're offering and providing directly contribute to agency mission in tangible terms. Because it's not just all about saving money. It's being able to define how the technology investments that agencies are making do things like reduce transaction processing time, improve access for citizens to government service, eliminate redundant resources, things that will help make it clear why these investments are in the best interest of the government and why they should be sustained.
The concept of just adding value is a little bit different than what I think most companies have been used to selling to government, isn't it?
Well, I think there are both some agencies and some companies that have been so intrigued by the technology itself that sometimes they may lose sight of how it contributes to mission. And I think everybody's now taking a step back and saying, you know, we really need to understand and be able to convey and quantify to the extent that that's possible what value we bring. Saying it brings value in and of itself is fairly empty. You have to have a little more meat than that.
And the companies that are putting that meat on the bone, how are they doing it other than just raw numbers? Or is that really all it takes?
No, I think you're right. It can't just be all about numbers because sometimes, you know, as you know, agencies don't always have the baseline data to be able to show or quantify all of the improvements. So it's being able to either by virtue of looking at examples or being able to really understand the extent to which how work is being performed more effectively or how business processes are being made more efficient. So it's in part working with agencies to establish a baseline if one doesn't exist.